RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Saturday Morning Brew with Billy Jaffe and Andrew Razor Raycroft. Saturday Morning Brew on WEEI is brought to you by Apex Entertainment in Marlboro with 100,000 square feet of pure fun. Now, here's Jaffe and Razor on WEEI.
All right, good morning. Hockey morning, if there ever was one. Snow coming tomorrow. Got a lot going on. Welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Your Boston Bruins continue to shine, unlike Razor's headset right now.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing. Oh, boy. We're good, though.
I don't need them.
You don't?
I can hear you. I can hear you. That's all that matters.
I will project even louder than I normally do. Welcome in, folks. Your Boston Bruins in the last week have gone 3-0 since we last sat in these chairs. They're 4-0 overall. Some pretty heavy wins, too. Outscoring the opponents in the last three, 15-6. Wins over Jersey, St. Louis, Winnipeg. They're on the road, taking today off. Well, they'll practice today. They had yesterday fully off. And they'll finish this road trip to Minnesota. St. Paul, to be exact. Taking on the Minnesota Wild, a team that literally have lived up to their nickname, the Wild, pulling off a mammoth trade, bringing in the contract of Quinn Hughes from the Vancouver Canucks. We will get to that. That is part of Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. It changes the landscape of the NHL. We have not seen mammoth trades like this regularly since the salary cap came into place, Razor.
No, we haven't at all. And how that affects the Bruins in a positive way is that he stayed in the West, because there was tons of talk of him coming east, whether it was Jersey or Detroit. Yep. Or so the fact he ends up in Minnesota, and assuming that Bill has a deal in place at some point for an extension for him, that means Quinn Hughes stays west for a long time. So for Bruins fans, you'll only see him twice a year, I expect, for the next 8 or 9 years.
And in the short term, you will see him tomorrow night.
You will. They play tonight.
Minnesota plays today, later today, against the Ottawa Senators at home. One of those rare home and home, meaning team has back-to-back games at home. And then they play the Bruins.
It's just a jump. The assistant coach are going to be excited because they get to go to the game today and on their day off. That's what's really, like, Kells is going to be real happy that he gets to go to another NHL game today
and
scout in person.
Act like you're happy.
Yeah, that's right. Another scout in person for everybody.
No, they're going to get it's a nice setup if you haven't been to the St. Paul area where the Minnesota Wild play. They got a beautiful practice facility, and then they'll go to the game too. Bruins, again, they will skate today after a full day off and a deserved day off after beating the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday night, a game that saw them fall behind 1-0 early on in the game. Razor, you did it with Barry, and the Bruins were outshot in that first period, but when it was all said and done, and I say outshot, I mean like kind of significant. I think it was like 13-7. Because Winnipeg was coming out with, as I like to say, breathing fire. I mean, they've been struggling lately. They don't have Connor Hellebuck, et cetera. They need some wins. Scott Arneil, the head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, trying to rally his troop, kind of get them more involved, invested physically into the games. And they came out against the Bruins strong, but it was 3 goals after down 1-0 that put the Bruins up 3-1. And by no means did they just cruise to a victory, but it was what I would call a methodical victory. They kept bringing it. They started, they kept bringing it, especially in the third period. They're getting those thirds down now, and they're shutting things down. This was not a St. Louis Blues game from 2 weeks ago where they won, 5-2 in that game. It wasn't that. It wasn't a cruise control.
No, not complete cruise control. It was, there was a couple hairy moments, a little leaky in front of their net. I think Winnipeg's good at that. They have been over the years, and they are good at that, getting pucks to the net and causing some chaos out in front. But all in all, they were the better team at the end of the day.
Yes.
You talk about the third periods. They didn't take any penalties in the third period. They only took one in the second and the third, so they got that under control because they had taken a few in the first, and it bit them. But they're 14-0. Leading into third periods, just mentioned that they've got that down very much under Pat. They're very solid. Again, Korpisalo was fantastic. Got the road win that he hadn't had so far this season. So good on him. He's 1-3 on the road now, and just kept things rolling along. What we've been talking about and what we continue to see is they're just really hard team to play against, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're a legit team.
Yeah,
I know that sounds, I don't say stupid, because people are like, what do you mean? Of course, no, they're a legit team. They're playing for each other. We had it a couple of years ago when this team under Jim Montgomery, now, when set the record, the all-time record, but that was a highly skilled team, especially compared to this one that we're seeing right now. It was a motivated team, but they were so good and they were so right. I'm not saying it was anything but easy, but they were in the right, they were that right place that year, and they played for each other. But this one doesn't have anything like that skill-wise. This is a different group. They want the same type of culture, but they're all cliche 101, pulling on the same rope right now. They are playing for each other right now, this team.
They are. It's more like the second year of Jim Montgomery when Bergeron was gone, Krejci were gone. We're looking around, okay, what's this team going to be? Mm-hmm. And they came together because of that. So it's almost like the season 2 years ago where it was a little up in the air and similar to that. So because again, you go back through the years, it's hard to compare this team to any of the ones with Bergeron and Chara on it.
But we thought that team, that second year team, I think it's a very fair comparison. We still thought they have that's the next generation of Bruins, right? We thought that this was just going to be okay, continue to do Bruins hockey. I don't think we knew what the heck we were getting into with this team this year. Yep. I can go back to our early season podcast and be like, Grindfest 101.
Yeah, which
Grindfest. And this is what it was going to be. And don't get me wrong, at times they still have to grind. If they're going to win this year, Razor, they're going to have to grind. Just when it's all said and done. But they've come through they've identified a personality and it's coming through.
That's right, and the funny thing with the Grindfest is they lead the Eastern Conference in goals.
I know,
and now everybody's caught up to them in games. So it's not even it's goals per game that they're leading in, and that's interesting as well because to your point of Grindfest, we never saw this coming.
No, we didn't. I'm gonna go through some numbers. We'll compare this year to last year. It's fair, but not fair. But it's just a good part of the season to do it.
Yep.
617-779-7937, 617-779-7937 to join us here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We've already got a couple of people calling in. We're going to take those calls a little bit later. We've got a lot to get to today. A fun day for hockey, too, in that even though the Bruins are off, got a big game tonight at Matthews Arena, closing of what used to be the Boston Arena, now Matthews Arena Razor, 115 years of hockey. And the Bruins got their start there, so it is relevant to bring up. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Again, the trades that happened and or actually two trades. We got to get the goalie talk in there too. Yeah. Edmonton and Pittsburgh swapping, what would you want to call them, question marks? Is that a fair way? Is that offensive to the goalie union?
No, I don't think so. I think that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tristan Jarry going from Pitt to Edmonton and Stu Skinner.
That's the big question. That was the big one.
Going from Edmonton to Pitt. So we'll get to that. So, all right, here you go again. Here are your numbers in the last three. I told you, 3-0, 15 goals for, 6 against. Power play 2-for-5. Okay, not bad. Power play continues to be impactful. Right? Penalty kill 5-for-7. So just 2 goals. And the better number, as you like to say, is the fact that it's just 7 chances that they've been shorthanded in those three. So this year, 3.28 goals per game. 3.28, not bad. Leading the East, as Razor just mentioned. Now, 3.09 goals against. You know, we're seeing more goals against this year. Would love to see that selfishly. Wouldn't you like to see that at 2.99? Just optically seeing it below the 3 mark, Razor, that would be nice. Power play this year. Now, we're going through 32 games, 26.1%. The PK at 82.2. They're averaging 27 shots per game. They don't generate. They're not a, well, the extreme example is Carolina. Mm-hmm. They're not the shot generation type team like that. But they do get outshot regularly. The shots against are just under 31. Faceoffs, 51.5%. Actually, it's pretty much the identical number. They're always a good faceoff team this year to last year. Their record at this time right now, 19-13-0. Last year at this time, they were 16-13-3. The wheels hadn't fallen off yet. But their goals for, 2.56. Goals against, 3.16. The peak power play was a paltry 13% at this time. Penalty kill was at 77%. What a mega difference special teams have been. Their shots, 28. Their shots against, 28. So numbers are different, but the big, big difference, goals for and then the special teams so far this season.
Correct. Special teams back in the top 10, both power play and penalty kill. That's the game changer at the end of the day. That really is the plus 6 that allows them to be in second place in the Atlantic Division. It goes towards that. I think their 5-on-5 play has been good, but again, it comes down to the power play that has looked good 98% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a couple here and there, but that's just typical for everybody.
That's a regular mood swing on a power
correct.
Special team.
Like, they haven't had a night where they haven't been able to get in the zone the entire night like we saw last season. Like, it's a full-on game changer because even when they don't score, they keep momentum up this year.
The entries were
awful
last year. It's amazing what Steve Spott and the coaching staff have been able to do. And that changes your identity. You don't fear going on the power play. And I think last year there was hope, meaning saying we hope we can do something on the power play. This year they say we know we can do something on the power play. You know what helps being able to do stuff on the power play? And yes, and I'm going to say, you know, it's getting guys back that play on the power play, getting them healthy. But to their credit, the Bruins, even with guys like Pastrnak and McAvoy out, were still finding ways because of their much more simple approach to the power play. Less predictable approach, but more simple, meaning they weren't forcing things, et cetera. But the Bruins and the, you know, after just talking about all those numbers, Razor, getting guys healthy. Now, you say that, and then two guys go out against Winnipeg. So really, how healthy are they?
Yeah.
What was the old Mad Max thing? Two men enter, one man leave. Two men enter, so to speak, for the Bruins in the last week, and now two men leave as Victor Arvidsson goes back out with a lower body injury. And then Jonathan Aspero goes out. Who the heck would have thought, I'm about to say this next statement, losing Jonathan Aspero is a big deal for this team. When the season began, you would have said, you're dumber than I even thought you were, Billy.
Well, now you would have been Nostradamus. You would have been the best scout on the planet. Great job by Jonathan Aspero to get himself to the position where we're talking about him on Saturday morning when he's not in the lineup. He's been fantastic for them, hard to play against, closing gaps, moving his feet, and now you hope that he's not out long because, again, he has been so important to the back end. We talked about the fact that they've used 10 different guys back there, and he's been in the top third of those guys.
He's been He's that guy. I mean, in his short time here, after he got through the first few, I'm just happy to be here. Now he's looking like he's saying, I want to stay here. And he's helped stabilize a couple of different pairs when he's been out there.
Yeah, that's right. He's been the guy you move into to stabilize, whether it's Lowry, whether it's Zadorov,
it's
Peak, whether it's Lindholm. He's the guy you put beside to stabilize.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, when you think about it. But we'll talk about that. But you get David Pastrnak back in the last couple, and all Pasta does is put up regular, you know, multi-point games. And then you get Charlie McAvoy. We're going to touch on Charlie's return back and, you know, going down to five defensemen, having to play a ton. You would say not ideal, but you know what? Maybe it was the perfect re-entry for a guy like that who had been out for a little while with that broken jaw. All right, 617-779-7937. Join in. Like I said, we already got a couple of calls lined up. We'll get to them. A lot more to get to. We'll go through some other players. And this Bruins team, they continue to bring it. They continue to shine in the sense of this is team-first mentality. And it's the kind of hockey that I think Bruins fans, Razor, really absolutely appreciate. All right, coming up next, we got David Azar. He's in. He's been here for a while. He's all ready. But you know what he's really ready for right now is what's trending now.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's amazing. Just a great human being, a great hockey player. We missed him. Why, I was not surprised, because he's a good player, but also you could tell the last 3, 4, 5 days, he was so happy. He was so happy. He couldn't wait to get out there. He's a pretty good hockey player, but he also needs to be 100% too, and he's showing it today. I doubled up when we lost Darby. I doubled up in our lines, and he got better and better. So he's a special player, and only those kind of players can do it.
All right, Marco Sturm talking about David Pastrnak. Quick mention of McAvoy, 24-16, a +4. 4 shots on goal, a couple of other attempts, 3 takeaways in that game in the box score against Winnipeg. Pasta, 2 goals, 2 assists, a +3, 21-21, 7 shots on goal in that one. And by the way, Winnipeg can be, a tough place to play. The Bruins, you know, they've been given it the last few years by the Winnipeg Jets, albeit a different Winnipeg team at times. You know, no Connor Hellebuyck. I think a big loss for them, too, is no Nikolaj Ehlers. You know, he helped bring that skating edge to that team.
And the power play.
And the power play, yeah. He brought it a lot. So now, like every other team, battling a couple of injuries, having to get through it. But, the Bruins, again, didn't, even though they got down 1-0 early, it was when Barron scored a goal from in front of the net, didn't seem to bother them. They came back. And what I've really liked about, and again, it continues to be a theme, too, for this team, is in the last week, Razor, of those 15 goals, 9 different goal scorers. Right? So you're seeing, yes, David has a big game the other night, but you still have this breadth of goal scorers that are putting in. Sean Corrali, you know? I still don't know how Corrali didn't get – did you see it hit Cast?
I don't know. No, Barry was still going on about it the other night. He was still chomping at the bit on that one.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that one. I mean, when Mark Kastelic points emphatically at Sean Corrali on the tip goal against St. Louis, right? Or what, New Jersey?
No, St. Louis.
St. Louis, right. Yep. And I'm like, okay, that's Corrali with a nice tip off the Soderstrom shot from the point. But then
there's got to be an angle somewhere in that NHL vault.
Well, don't you go to the player and say, did that hit you? Or no? Do you not trust the players?
You don't trust the players. Never trust the
Cass
players.
Looks like, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's
But then Corrali scored a really nice goal, the back angle left. You want to talk about some shady D. The Winnipeg Jets all went to one side of the ice, and the puck bounces to Sean Corrali, mid-slot area. He goes to his backhand. He roofs it by Eric Comrie, half-brother of member of Mike Comrie.
Yeah.
Remember Mike? Did you played against Mike?
Yeah, I did all the way up. He was an 80 birthday like me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Michigan
kid. Known Mike for a long time.
Michigan hockey. Not born in Michigan. But, it was quite the, quite the depth of players scoring. Really, really good stuff, and seeing that is important. So, Razor, question I have for you. Bruins have a couple of guys. Morgan Geekie comes to mind. You know, you're talking 27.2%. Casey Mittelstadt in the high 20s. Alex Steeves, high 20s shooting percentage. Can they keep it up? You know, like, is shooting percentage something you like your numbers? You're not an analytics freak, but you like the goalie numbers on some of these, like goals above expected, et cetera. Uh-huh. I don't mind some analytics. One number, and I don't know if it's really analytics, it's just fact, is shooting percentage. You know, how many shots you've taken and how many goals you've scored. You can figure it out, even a dummy like me. This high shooting percentage, is this any concern for you at all, given how this team has had a great ability to score goals this through 32 games this season?
It doesn't as much as it might in years past, and the reason is because of the fact they just don't take a lot of shots. So I think at some point their volume might go up and that percentage might go down, but they're not going to – when you have shooters like Pastrnak and Geeky, and my eye test tells me they're not scoring a bunch of random goals. They're not getting lucky with shots from center ice going in. They haven't gotten a lot of easy goals. So that for me, their shot percentage might go down, but I don't think their goals for is going to drop precipitously because of the way they're doing it right now.
Okay. I always think there is a little bit of regression over the course of an 82-game season.
I mean, well, it gets harder to score as the season goes on.
As the season goes on, yeah. Especially. Exactly. And I also think, you know, we're talking Alex Steez, for instance, who I applaud the heck out of, but the book is not known. It's unknown on him at this level. Is he going to be able to keep it up? Where is he going to stay in the lineup? With all that said, I don't want to say it's a moot point because it's the opposite, actually, but the lines have changed so much this year as it is already. And a guy like him, you know, he's shown that he can take on a bigger role. I mean, that gives me confidence, but I just don't know. I don't have a, you know, 5-year history, 4-year history even on Alex Steeves, right? If he can keep this up high 20% shooting percentage. But he's scoring goals. All right, we got a couple of calls. Let's take them. 617-779-7937. Depot from Connecticut. Depot, welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Good morning, guys. I know we don't know the extent of Victor Arvidsson's injury and if he's going to be out, but the next time someone's out and they need to bring someone up, shouldn't they give Fabian Lizelle a chance? He's top, I believe, 2 in Providence in scoring, +7. At one point, they're going to have to know if they have a future with this kid or if they should be trading him for other options. Thanks, guys.
Well, you know, you could make the argument, Razor, with a right shot going down in Victor Arvidsson and the Bruins with an extra day off on the road. Remember, they played Thursday. They have Friday and Minnie up. It's a quick flight. It's under an hour from Winnipeg, although you got customs and stuff. Mm-hmm. From the Peg to Minnie, it's a short trip. But you already had an extra on the team, and Mike Lacymont. So is it the right time to call up somebody? Like a Fabian Lizelle with Saturday today being a full practice, and then you get him into the game? Or do you just play Acemont? You got him. You know what you've got there. And then you come home for 5 games, and it's probably it's a lot easier to assimilate somebody into the lineup. My guess, not knowing where they're at with Victor Arvidsson, my guess is you get a – by the way, you're playing a really good team right now in Mini 2. You say, we're gonna stick with this lineup with what we've got, and then probably make that consideration when they come home.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about the fact that it's just teams are reluctant to call people up. You have salary cap implications. You have roster waiver wire implications. And the fact you have 2 NHL guys that have been traveling with the team in VL and Acemont for the entire season, mm-hmm. You don't typically go over their heads and call somebody up. Unless it's absolutely vital or necessary. And usually, again, that happens closer to the end of the season. So I don't envision it. Good for Fabian to be able to have his point per game down in the AHL. But I think the coaches would rather have Acemont in the lineup or VL for that matter.
Yeah. And
on the game tomorrow
night. And again, they're already on the road. You don't have to travel somebody. Yeah. And that isn't the paramount factor, but it plays into it.
Yeah.
And you're playing a team now, again, that made a mammoth trade last night. I'm flying home last night, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the? You know, the phone starts buzzing with notifications, and it was amazing. It was in the sense of we just don't get it often. But now you get a team who brings in one of the top defensemen in the world, and this is a team that's making a run at it this year, next year. Now the Minnesota Wild are getting after it. Now, does that mean you don't call up a guy like a Fabian Lizelle? That doesn't play into the Bruins' thinking. But on the other hand, you got a veteran guys. You got veteran guys sitting there. And Acemont has proven coming in and out, and so is VL, different role, that they can handle certain things. So I'm with you, Razor. I think that's what they keep for this game. But now you come home after this for 5, and I think you could see – because right shot, top 6 guy – you know, Arvidsson, top 6 guy for Fabian Lizelle. That's where you got to play him. You're not playing him with a third line. So maybe that would happen when they come home. But let's see where they're at with Victor Arvidsson. All right, Maria from Watertown. Welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll get to my questions quickly. I love the talk about defensemen. What did you guys think of Mason Lorai's game against the Jets the other night, because I think he was exposed a little bit during that game? And what do you think Don Sweeney is thinking about right now, given the fact that the team is playing better than any of us expected? Do you steer the course with your retool, rebuild, or do you consider making some changes at the trade deadline.
Thanks, Maria. Let's go back to number six, Mason Lowry. Was it the Iafallo goal that he got beat on along the wall? It didn't like his stick position there. Didn't like his gap control there. I think anybody would watch it and say the same thing. It's compete, et cetera. It's been better at times, Razor, yeah. Right? It's been better. Third pair, been slotted in good minutes. Would I like to see him close there and stick the puck there? Absolutely. I absolutely would. I thought his game, and again, I rewatched it last night coming home. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was okay. How about you?
Yeah. Again, there's going to be nights where that's what it looks like. It seems to be what he is still as a young guy and what the coaches are trying to get out of him. But he's been overall, he's been managed well. I think he's trying. He wants to be harder to play against. And there's times where it's going to pop up that he isn't.
But you've played with guys and against guys that – it's a mindset thing. You know it, right? You're sitting there saying, I understand what this guy is or this guy isn't. Have you seen enough to say, okay, he can get to this next level? Have we given it enough runway yet or not yet?
No, not even.
See, I was going to say, I don't think so just yet.
Yeah,
I just don't.
We're not even close to the end of his runway. Because you don't. He's a National Hockey League defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a top pairing National League defenseman? No, not right now. But there's still a ceiling there. There's still tools there. We've seen it in the playoffs already too, as a young kid. So it is a mindset. But that can click this morning in Minnesota. That could click next week. That could click next month. But this is all part of a progression. And you're far from giving up on a kid like this.
Yeah,
there's a lot there still.
So. The question, I guess, that has to be asked is, why was the mindset different? I think it's an obvious answer, but I'll still throw it out there. A couple of years ago in the playoffs when he was a young kid, compared to at times where we see now, is it mostly just because, you know, as I always like to say, the antenna's up then, you understand your role, you're not looking to make a name, so to speak, you're looking just to stay there, not trying to do too much, it seems like that, you know, why do things like that change when you see something that was very different?
Well, I think the other thing is if we went back, we would see some of the same stuff we're seeing. I think expectation.
Or coverage by others?
Correct. Expectation, centerman.
Helping.
Yeah. I think we would have seen, if we went back and watched that tape, we would see a lot of similarities. And my guess is he's actually better than he was then. But again, the expectations, what's in our head, what we expect mm-hmm. from him as an older guy and a guy who's in the league for 3 or 4 years to continue to progress is different than at that time.
And there's more of a book on him now too. There's more video.
That's right.
So now teams start pre-scouting certain mm-hmm. things and more information. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it can be a bad thing. But in this regard, they can start picking opponents apart. We're talking off air during the break about let's discuss what we think could be lineups. It'll be interesting given the loss again of Victor Arvidsson and Jonathan Aspero. We are assuming, by the way, we're sitting here assuming that neither are going to play Sunday in mini. We don't know that.
No,
we don't know that. So today, Jonathan Aspero, for instance, could be out there practicing, which would be fantastic.
Yep.
But let's play the what if game. What if they can't? We know that Victor Soderstrom will go in for Aspero. He's there. He's a right shot D. He's going to play. All right, fine.
And he was good in St. Louis.
I thought he was good. He was solid there.
Like after the preseason and then, for a couple times in the first game, he got called up. He still ended up being +2 in that first game. But
yeah, but I didn't love that
first
game.
He settled in.
Yeah.
The last 2-3 games, he was good. I thought he was really good in St. Louis. Didn't even see him on the ice, which, again, that's a compliment. And he got the point on Corrales' first Bruins point. So, another good depth guy.
Good depth guy.
So you're not looking – the point, you're not looking elsewhere. You have him there.
Right.
He steps right in.
And you need a right shot D. I mean, even though they had lefties playing the offside in a guy like Aspero, it just slots in well. But let's just say that Arvidsson can't go. My gut tells me that Michael Essiemont comes in. The question is now, And we saw different line combos, you know, as the game went on in Winnipeg due to that. But let's see. Let's play the game. What do you think happens to start? Not that it always matters because things can change quickly, right? You know, Marco and his staff can change things up. But do you load up that top line again like we saw against Winnipeg as the game went on? Lindholm, Elias Lindholm, in between Geeky and Pastrnak. Or, because you're on the road especially, do you try and keep things a little bit more balanced? There's many different permutations, many different lineups, I think, that we could see, we have the potential of seeing for this game Sunday evening in Minnesota.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's two ways that this goes, I guess, from my opinion. You move David back up with Geeky and Lindholm, like we saw in the fifth goal against Winnipeg the other night. You put the third line together that we know is Minton, Kastelic, and Janot. And then you move Steves down to the second line with Zacha and Mittelstadt. And then you put Isimont in with Corrali on the fourth line. Or you keep the Steves with Geeky and Lindholm. You keep Husnadinov with Minton and Pasta. And then you keep that new fourth line that is an absolute beast.
Man,
with Corrali, which isn't a fourth line.
They are bulldozing their way around the ice. I don't know. I'm not going to say with a Ferrari engine. That wouldn't be right. But
no.
They've got some power in there.
They've got the V12 and the F-150, those guys. And then you pop Isimont into the second line, right into Arvidsson's spot. So you keep the lineup the way it's been the last three games and just put Isimont in Arvidsson's spot, or you rearrange everything. So we won't find that out, I assume, until tomorrow night.
Well, again, they'll practice today. We might get some inkling of what they might do. And I don't know. I don't feel like Marco plays, you know, the old smokescreen type of game. I could be wrong. He could practice one thing today and then do a whole different thing tomorrow. But it'll be interesting. I'm sure he'll be asked about it. Because it's a really interesting discussion about, you know, the thing is, you talk about a comfort zone. You know, you talk about a comfort zone of Lindholm, Geeky, and Pasta, obviously, right? That's a nice kind of warm Bruins blanket of, you know, first line good stuff. But, and the Minton line with Kastelic and Janot was another one of those givens. But it's hard not to argue that Corrali with those two big boys it's also given Corrali a boost the last couple of games. This is what he envisioned, I think, and what we envisioned, right, coming into this season. Like, that is a ferocious line there. And so that's very comfortable for you, too. So the optics or the eye test, the vibe check, as I like to say, is interesting on this one because you could really go many different ways.
No, that's right. And that's the beauty of it, too. That's why this team is doing well. That's why they're plus six in NHL 500. They have options. They've shown versatility throughout. And this also could be a matchup thing. I haven't dug deep. I don't know now with Rossi gone what their lines are going to look like over on the other side. But it could be a matchup-based situation as well, what they decide to go into on Sunday.
I think it'll play into it.
And they play tonight, so you're not really going to know Minnesota's lineup until tomorrow afternoon. So that's the beauty of this team, and that's where it goes back to kind of the shooting percentage and everything else, is they just have – they've got 13, 14 guys stepping up, and they have a bunch of different ways to play the game.
Yeah. All right, we got one more segment coming up, and we'll talk a little Stadium Series uniforms. I saw – you and Barry modeling.
Oh, yeah. Barry did a great job.
Barry did a great job, yes. We can take some fun shots at our coworker, but we'll talk about the Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning uniforms that they'll be using in a game come February down in Tampa. We've also got a couple of minutes to take some phone calls. Don't forget, 617-779-7937 if you want to join in. And also, after the break, we'll take a look at we'll talk about our Apex most entertaining moment of the past week. So you're listening to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, one more segment here. Saturday Morning Brew. Bruins next game. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern is game in Minnie. Hour behind Central Time Zone. 5 o'clock local, I should say there. But we got pregame starting at 5 on Nesson. And by the way, as always, Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. You can catch this on wherever you get your audio podcast. Also on our YouTube channel. And also they replay on Nesson now. 5 o'clock tonight.
There you go.
At least that's what if I remember correctly. How about that? Stadium Series. Uniform. Debut. Were you breathlessly waiting for your debut as a model? You've done it before. You've twirled before.
Oh, twirling, yes.
You've
walked the catwalk.
You have, like Slapshot.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
And everybody's going to go running to the door, exception of my wife.
If there's a 10-year-old driving around, what are they talking about? Watch
someday,
Slapshot.
Kid, someday you'll
sorry,
get
moms
kid.
And dads. Yeah. Watch Slapshot one day. I don't listen. You know the Tampa uniform was kind of leaked a day or two before, and it wasn't exactly what it ended up being. Stadium Series uniforms have become more bold.
Yeah.
More experimental, I think. They give the teams a lot of say in what it is to see, you know, and I think there's an encouragement factor of try this, try that. The Bruins and Tampa, they've got a distinct look. They're in the sense of, you know, they're not what you almost expected. And I guess that's what we're coming to expect now for these Stadium Series jerseys. So they're black. They're a different shade of gold. It's lighter. It's different.
Yep.
But, you know, I've looked at them a few times and I'm like, okay. You know, give it a go. What I'm going to like is the contrast in colors that you're going to see out there.
I think they're going to look awesome on the ice. I think it's going to look real cool in the stadium. And yes, it's a Stadium Series, not Winter Classic.
Very
different. Very separate things. And I think there's a little bit of confusion there when these came out that you don't compare it to the Notre Dame or the Fenway games. Those are classics.
Right.
This is out of the box thinking. Go back and look at all the old LA jersey, LA Anaheim when they did theirs
completely
down there,
off the charts, right?
Way out of left field. So this is obviously way out of left field for the Boston Bruins, an original six team. They did a good job. I also based this off of my kids. I showed the kids what it was going to be, and they're like, oh, those are amazing. Those are awesome. I want that. So that's really what these Stadium Series jerseys are about. And again, I think it'll look good. I can't wait to see really my whole thought, what are the goalies going to do? I look forward to seeing what Swayman and Vasilevsky pull off, because that always adds to what these look like too.
Yeah, this is a fascinating year for outdoor games as well. Both of them in the state of Florida. The Winter Classic, which is January 2nd, is not the first this year. It's the second, and it's the host team, the Florida Panthers, taking on the New York Rangers. The uniforms there are more classic type vibe, but there's going to be a lot of good colors there. And then I think we're going to have some great colors for this February. Was it Feb 1, Feb 2? Which day is it?
It's Feb 2, right?
On a Saturday, right. Fascinating what they're doing to also make ice at Raymond James. They are building a structure within the football stadium to cover it, and they are not going to remove this structure until the day of the game, Razor, to ensure that they have ice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fascinating process that the NHL has done and what they've been able to accomplish. And we're obviously all looking forward to saying, how is the ice both in Miami? They're playing at the, what is the name? Lone Depot. It's the baseball stadium in Miami. But it's a covered stadium. It's a dome.
Yeah.
But they're hoping to take the dome, open it up. And then we're looking forward to seeing what happens in Tampa. And it's if they pull this, I know they did it in L.A.
Yeah.
It's humidity and all that's very different, West Coast, East Coast. I'm going to be curious to see how it works. But I'm going to go back to this. I like the stark contrasting colors that we will see.
That's right. No, it'll look cool. It's in Florida. And if the NFL, or the NFL, I'm just looking at Wiggy's football card here. Mm-hmm. The NHL pulls off this tent-like structure over the ice, now the world opens up for outdoor games all over the place. So it'll be interesting to see that.
It's a structure, I guess, similar to, they were showing me it, and similar to what the military will take the place is to build up, like, special operations stuff. I don't know if it's an extreme example, but that's what they said.
Uh-huh.
And then they can put it up and
take
then take it down quickly.
Yeah.
So not like a greenhouse, but I guess similar type.
Yeah.
Effect of that. The other thing we're going to start seeing more and more of, the NHL Razor, just finishing up on uniforms as an aside, is we're going to see more color against color instead of always one team wearing white. They're encouraging that. I don't know if you saw that article the other day. They're encouraging more teams on certain games to wear colors against colors. And we've seen it a couple times already this year. I'm a huge fan of that.
I
love it.
I am too. The one thing I would add, I would just love for them to go whites at home, encourage that more often too. Not all, if they don't want to do it all the time, but we have the ability to come do both now. Everybody's doing everything, so why not half the games do white at home some nights too?
I don't disagree. I like the classic look.
Yeah.
I love and I love these Bruins uniforms. I've said it now probably my 5,000th time this season.
Yeah.
I love these sweaters.
Yeah,
both the white and the dark. They are so classic. They are so crisp. They are so sharp. Compared to the last previous few years, I mean, these are absolute grand slams. Not even home runs. These are grand slams. Got me thinking about all the other Bruins jerseys from years past. Maybe we can do a dive into that a little bit. Because players love you. Not everyone, but were you a guy that loved uniforms? Like, did you care? Or did you just like when you saw it for the first time, whichever team you were at? I always thought, wherever, even as a kid, it was just the coolest thing in the world, a uniform.
I think I cared more when I was a kid than when I played. I think about the goalie aspect of how you can make it look good with the jersey.
Yeah, and you got to get a new mask, too.
Of course, yeah, exactly.
That's
the whole thing.
By the way, people appreciated our goalie mask talk last week when we answered Dom, our friend Dom's question. And it's very different. So, we talked to Sway about it real quick, right?
Yeah.
Because what we're talking about, folks, is how different the look is when you look at Jonas Korpisalo's mask, how he's got, what is the eye bar, and also just the protection part inside. It's like almost
it's
like a blinder
yeah.
on his eyebrow, below his eyebrow. And then Sway's we'll call it normal.
Yeah.
And Sway's like, I don't know how the, he sees a thing out there. Yeah. He's like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
It was great. Real quick, before we wrap up this Saturday morning brew with Jaffrey and Razor, I mentioned it off the top. I think it's worth mentioning again. The final game at Matthews Arena tonight. The game is on Nesson at 7 o'clock. Northeastern host BU. This is the final event to be held at a 115-year-old arena. It used to be called the Boston Arena, and this is where the Boston Bruins got their start, Razor. And the Boston Celtics, they did. This is a special place. And literally starting tomorrow, they are starting to move out. And in hope, 2.5 years, Northeastern will have a sparkling new event center and also an arena.
Yeah, it's, of course, I guess a little sad, but it's run its course, of course, if you've been in there recently. I mean, they haven't been able to use half of the rink to sit in because of structural issues. And it's a good old lady that it's a pretty good run. Anytime you get 100 years out of a building, it's time to take great pictures, have great memories, but bring in the new.
And I'm going to look forward. I'm going to call this the Apex most entertaining moment of the week. All right. Yeah, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And be sure to pick up a gift card for the holidays. This is going to be an entertaining night at Matthews Arena, Northeastern's final game, final event ever at Matthews Arena. So if you get a chance, tune in for that as well. Bruins, tomorrow night, tune in. 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock game in mini against the now Quinn Hughes and Kirill Kaprizov-led Minnesota Wild. All right, that's going to wrap up this Saturday morning brew with Jaffe and Razor. We'll be back with you next Saturday for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.